gravel crunching under the tires startled me, awake and alert, and I knew I needed more coffee. I snapped my head up and carefully eased back onto the road. I was afraid to look at the clock and the dashboard, certain that if I took my eyes off the endlessly stretching asphalt with its broken white lines, I would fall asleep instantly. I stared ahead, keeping my eyes as wide as I could, alert for any open restaurant. The places that had drive-thrus were all dark and buttoned down for the night, but I kept looking through the darkness. I had to find someplace. Someplace where I could stop in and be out quick. That was one of the worst things, the food. I was certain I was doing my guts terrible damage with the things I ate, but it was important, vital, that I could be in and out of a place in a few minutes. Always. The drive-thrus were quick, no problem there. Gas stations, on the other hand, were terrible. It seemed to take forever to fill the tank. More importantly, the human contact was limited in the drive-thrus. One or two perky or sullen teenagers, a voice over a loudspeaker, over and done and back on the road. My eyes seemed to drift forward, ahead of the car, straining to see. Finally, the regular monotonous pools of the streetlights were broken up by a blinking sign up ahead on the left. The sign made my head throb to watch it blink, but it said 24 hours, and that was good enough for me. The overhead lights made a circle around the parking lot, like a moat. It seemed terribly bright inside. The colors were all white and aqua green and a kind of faded orange. No music, though, thank goodness for small favors. I was the only customer at this hour, so I had my pick of counter or booth. I sat at the counter, off to the side of the doorway, easy in and out. It was so serene inside that I was startled when the waitress began moving toward me through this surreal aquarium.